Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday, the 14th of August, 2012. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. It's 10 to 9 in the morning. I'm on my way into work at the moment, and I just thought I'd do a quick update as to how I went with my fasting yesterday, because I haven't eaten anything since lunchtime yesterday. If you want to know why I'm doing that, it's worth going back to one of my previous audio boos where I talk about eat fast and live longer, which talks about the rationale behind this and the research behind it. But let's just say I'm doing it for health benefits and just to see if it's something that I can do. I thought I'd do a progress update. I got to work yesterday morning and had made a bit of a miscalculation with choosing to start this yesterday, because I got to work to discover that I had arranged ages ago to go out for lunch with all my colleagues as a sort of birthday celebration, because it was my birthday a couple of weeks ago, but I was on holiday at the time. So it was like a belated birthday lunch for myself and my colleagues. And not only that, but one of my colleagues had very kindly baked chocolate brownies and came in with this huge tub of homemade chocolate brownies as well. So I was facing quite a dilemma at the time, and I had a bit of a wobble, and I texted John and he said, well, do you want to postpone it and do it another day? And I thought about it and I thought, no, we've agreed that we're going to do this. So let's give it a try. Let's see if I can make, you know, because the thing about this fasting is it's not something you do for a bit and then stop. My goal at the moment is to see if I can do it for a month. But to get the health, you only get the health benefits for as long as you're doing it. So if I want to keep the health benefits, I would want to keep doing it. Which means that you've got to figure out a way of this becoming normal for you and fitting it into your daily routine. And I think the flexibility that it's not eat nothing for 24 hours, it's eat one meal in 24 hours. It gives you a bit of that flexibility, because it meant that I thought, well, okay, well, I'll make the lunch out with my colleagues, my one meal. I'll try to find something, you know, I'll look for the super healthy option on the menu, which will be likely to be the lowest calories. And in the end, I plumped for a chicken Caesar salad, which was a nice big bowl full of chicken Caesar salad. Very nice. Entirely exactly what I needed. And didn't feel out of place at all with my colleagues who were having burgers or hot baguettes or whatever. So I was quite happy with that. The other thing that was nice was it made it easier to turn down the chocolate brownies, because I could explain, you know, I'm not eating today, but I'd really like one tomorrow. And I think if you're trying to do a diet where you just say, I won't eat any sugar, then you'd have to look at that chocolate brownie and say, no, I'm not going to eat it. And that requires more self-control. Then that's really nice. Can we leave it in the tub and I'll have it tomorrow? So I managed to cope okay yesterday. There were a couple of times when I felt severe munchies. That normal sort of 3 or 4 o'clock afternoon time at work, where you sat at your desk and, you know, starting to lose concentration. And my normal reaction at that point is to eat something. And I found that quite difficult. And also when I got home in the evening and John and I put the kids to bed about 7:30 and looked at each other and went, what's for dinner? Oh, nothing. And then it was like, oh, okay, well, now I've got to get through until bedtime. So that was quite difficult. The hunger never got to a screaming level. I'm surprised, you know, I'm on my way into work now. I still haven't eaten anything. I expected that I would wake up this morning starving hungry and have to dash down to the kitchen and feed my face with anything that I could find. And actually, I'm not, you know, I can tell that my tummy needs something in it, but it's not absolutely screaming about the whole thing. So I'm just going to do my normal routine of getting to work, having my porridge, and go back and just, you know, eat normally. I don't feel that I need to compensate for not having eaten yesterday. The one thing that I did notice was that from about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I felt absolutely exhausted, tired. Now, I don't know, I'm going to have to see how this goes in other days. I suspect that was probably more about the fact that I was up late watching the Olympic closing ceremony and hadn't got to bed until almost 1 o'clock that morning, and had woken up at 6:30, so hadn't had enough sleep. So I suspect that was the cause rather than the not eating, but I need to watch that.